Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Buffalo Fields campaign update. A young man sits in jail in Missoula, Montana, for nonviolently resisting an illegal arrest. Randall Locust Mark is serving a 57-day sentence and will be released at the end of the year. Locust was under house arrest for 3 months prior to his trial and was ordered to stay at least 100 miles from Yellowstone, Buffalo. He was restricted from national forest lands hundreds of miles from where his arrest took place. At the sentencing, the prosecutor asked the judge to give Locust 6 months to deter his friends from engaging in like acts of civil disobedience. Locust is in the process of appealing Judge Erickson's sentence, but he'll be in jail until the court gets around to hearing his appeal. Randall is vegan and his dietary needs are not being met by the jail, so he has gone without food for the past 11 days. Locust has been a Buffalo Field campaign volunteer for many years. He needs your support. Please write to him and let him know that his actions have made a difference. Write to Randall Mark, Missoula County Detention Center, 2340 Mullen Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. That's Randall Mark, Missoula County Detention Center, 2340 Mullen Road, Missoula, Montana, 59808. Meanwhile, down here on the home front, three Department of Livestock agents have been busy wasting tax dollars. When they're here, they drive around for hours in 4x4 Dodge pickups, burning gas and being dodged by wise buffalo. Speeding off-road vehicles along the Yellowstone border, riding horses in the park, and wasting hours in front of the TV, the Department of Livestock agents have been vacationing all week with your tax dollars. At least they didn't find any buffalo to harass. Montana's budgetary crisis has brought deep cuts to education and social programs, but the Department of Livestock's bison slaughter budget grows every year. With innocent people crowding our jails and all eyes aimed at war, it can be difficult to focus attention on the buffalo. As long as the senseless slaughter and harassment continues, we'll be here. This message brought to you by the Buffalo Field Campaign. Visit their website at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. That's www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. North Coast Earth First Update. Last week, Maxdam Pacific Lumber continued work in the Upper Freshwater Tree Village, falling several trees in order to continue punching in a road into the timber harvest plan where Remedy, Wren, and others have been tree-sitting for months. Two activists were arrested last Tuesday as they stopped operations in the timber harvest plan for a short time. One of the Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies kept kneeing one activist in the head as she carried her up the embankment to the sheriff's vehicle. Maxdam Pacific Lumber showed up again on Wednesday with approximately 10 Humboldt County Sheriff's Department officers to ensure that Maxdam Pacific Lumber could work on putting in their road in direct opposition to Judge Golden's stay order. The sheriffs claimed ignorance of the stay, allowed Maxdam Pacific Lumber Company to work, and allowed Pacific Lumber to steal an activist's backpack from the side of the public road. So once again, we have Maxdam Pacific Lumber operating illegally with the full support of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. Another tree sit has sprung up in the Matole, and the tree sitters who were not able to be removed in last week's raids are still holding strong. The Aradia tree sit is still going strong, and we hope that we are coming closer to getting Aradia added to the Gypsy Memorial. With winter rains coming on, the tree sitters are in need of canvas tarps, walkie-talkies, wool socks, pants, blankets, and more. We also need people who are willing to help with ground support and relief tree sitting. Donations can be sent to North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. Or call 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the face.